All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
Looking at a conversation or a survey, if you will, that we see on the internet. Now, let me just kind of read to you guys what the question that was posed. And this has to do, it's kind of a little funny thing to do with team drivers. And the question was posed to a bunch of drivers. It said, name something your team partner does you hate. What do you think of that one there, little Ruth Ann over there, huh? Because I know you used to team with me and, you know, was there something you actually hated? I guess there's probably nothing you hated about me, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Well, what did Super Trucker Troy do that you didn't like?
Let's see. How about, well, can I say everything or just like,
oh, come on.
How about when you tried to push people off the road?
I never tried to push anybody off the road.
Were you did you take control and say, I'm going to go ahead and show which one of us is bigger when you got mad at a four-wheeler and you basically would make them drive off the road?
Honestly and truly, no. I never drove a four-wheeler off the road. I didn't. I mean, I don't know where you were at when that happened.
Oh, it was that other guy.
In the passenger seat. That's where I was.
I never drove. I can't remember ever. I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't times, you know, like they said, rubbing is racing on Days of Thunder. I mean, that might have been kind of, but no, I do not encourage.
You don't encourage that now.
But
20 years ago, you didn't think that way.
I know, honestly, truly. Now, yes, I was a get the job done kind of driver. And yes, I was a take no prisoner driver. But I mean, honestly and truly, we used to run a lot of Chicago and all that stuff. So you have a lot of aggressive drivers out there. So you kind of got to take the wheel by the hand and just get out there and take the initiative and drive. And maybe you took that as me being a bully or something on the road, but no, absolutely not. So if all those years ago you hated me being an assertive, positive driver amongst four wheelers and other drivers, you know what? I'm sorry for that. If you hated that.
What about now?
Honestly, I don't drive a truck trail anymore. I talk about truckers. Yeah. Hey, what do you think, Tyler? Huh? I don't feel like getting picked on here. Tyler,
you said, what do I hate about the team driver? It's not picking on you. You asked for it.
Oh, man. Mickey Mouse is up in here. Oh, man. Okay. I feel like, first of all, for everyone out there listening, okay, if you head over to TalkCDL, the Facebook page, facebook.com/TalkCDL, you can find this article that we're talking about, this image, on our page. If you scroll down, it's going to be in our feed somewhere, and you can read about all these all these crazy comments and stuff. I personally, if I'm speaking from my experiences as, you know, having I was never OTR, right? So my team could be a different person every day. And I would never pick someone that I didn't like to go out with me. Like, that was kind of my thing. Like, okay, you know, when I was, I guess, a lower rank or whatever, because I drove obviously in the military, and like, sometimes you don't have a choice. You're just kind of picked. But as I, you know, progressed up, it was kind of like, okay, who don't I like and who's not going with me to spend the whole day, you know, right next to me. So I never had to worry about it too much. But some of the things, I guess, I didn't like, you know, and what would make me pick people is, you know, just things like not being lazy and, you know, things like that. Because I was flatbed the whole time. So I want someone who's not lazy. I didn't like people who were like really loud. We couldn't smoke because we were dealing with Muns. I mean, there's lots of things, and we'll kind of, I guess, bring things up as we read some of these comments here. So I guess we can just get to that. But for me in general, I didn't have to deal with a Troy as a team. So
guys, listen, and I don't want to give our listeners the wrong impression of me.
Your assertiveness.
And let's be honest, and I see both of you smiling through your teeth here. Listen, this show isn't about me. It's about the survey that we're reading here.
And that's part.
I know, and I haven't even gotten to like some of the things that the drivers really hated about their partner. We're still stuck on my assertive driving. Okay, so if you're out there listening and anybody else wants to pick on me, I would tell you in my own defense, hey, I never hit a vehicle. I never got into accidents. Honestly,
you backed over a cop.
And that's another show. Okay. A cop is not a four wheeler and it has nothing to do with it. I backed over a cop in snow, but look, listen, let's try to get to the answers. And I'm not trying to sidestep my own things that you hated about my driving. Okay. I can accept that, Tyler and Miss Ruth Ann, but let me read some of the answers. So the survey says, name something your team partner does that you hate. And the very first, and I didn't think of this one, but the very first answer from Mr. Clark here is farting. Yeah, exactly. Now, and you got to realize, some people, when they eat beans or something, or or the wrong foods, it can be a nasty smell. And just imagine if it's like January and it's 20 below and you're in Minnesota and somebody over there is farting, who wants to stick the window down? You actually have to put up with that. Yeah, that could be, maybe one or two times everybody laughs when someone farts. Aha, he, hee, hee. But you know what? After the third and fourth fart, you're about ready to trade blows. What do you think, Tyler?
I guess that was one of my pet peeves too. I have bad experiences
with farters.
With farters, man. I mean,
hey, Tyler, before you go on, let me say the second answer. John Williams, he said, pickled egg farts. So
I was going to say, it depends on the fart. The noise is nothing. It's whether or not it makes your sinuses burn and your eyes water.
And Tyler just said he has a lot of experience with people farting on him. So I just wanted to add the pickled egg farts in there. Go ahead, Tyler.
I never said people farting on me. That's not something I'm into like all the time.
Is a trigger fart worse than a dog fart? Because dogs can really, let's imagine how about that? If you have a dog that farts a lot in your truck. Wow. What do you do with the dog? Tyler, go ahead.
It's just one of those things that if someone were to do it, I mean, I had the luxury of, we didn't go too far. Our transports weren't, city to city. It was more, inner base and stuff like that. So if someone got me mad, pissed me off or whatever, they're walking back to the work center. I mean, that was just kind of the rule of the road. You just don't do it. All right, that was kind of hard.
I thought he was going to say, if they piss me off, I fart. Yeah.
Do you think he was going to say, you piss me off, I retaliate.
Yeah, because I am. But anyways.
No, yeah. It was one of those things. But you can't do that as an OTR driver. You can't just be like, hey, you're walking home. That's just not something you can do. So, man, okay. That's a good one, though. What else we got?
Okay, so then someone on the next, very next answer, they said that what they hate, what their team partner does is rides the white line.
Oh, I hate that.
Rides the white line. In all honesty, I wouldn't like that either, especially because you never know. Sometimes there's something on the side of the road, whatever the case is, riding that white line. That could be, and I don't think that.
Any line. No, I don't like the middle line, and I don't like the dotted line. I don't like the edge.
You like people staying in the middle.
Yeah, that's what the lines are for, to stay between them, not
run. Stay between the lines, not on the line. And I actually have to agree with you on that. And riding the white line is, and you almost have to think, maybe that's kind of a driver that's a little scared of oncoming traffic.
That's what I was going to say. I think that has a lot to do with it. Maybe they're kind of scared if it's a windy day or something, or maybe they're, I don't know, they want to be as far away from the oncoming as possible. I don't know. That's, I hate when people do that on either case. But I could see how some people get that bad habit of doing it. It's just one of those things, you got to knock that off. But that's an interesting one too. It's scary. It's definitely scary, especially if you're sitting in the passenger seat and, maybe it's, got a pretty big drop off on the side and he's riding the white line and you're just kind of like, I don't know. That could be one. I could see that.
Yeah. So the next one is, and I don't get this one, and actually I kind of do get it. Anthony writes and says, I hate when they sleep all the time. And then he names his partner. He says, I hate when they sleep all the time. Blank, blank. And you can see that up on the
Facebook
like
page.
Tyler said, the Facebook page. But, you know, if you think about it, that what he's really saying is somebody's not doing their share of the driving. Because, you know, when you're a team partner, you know, you're supposed to be doing 50% of the driving. So if you got
maybe he's doing 50% of his driving, but instead of like socializing with them,
you know,
he goes back in the back and doesn't.
That's what I was about to say, because whenever my wife and I go out on long road trips or whatever, she'll get in the passenger's like seat and she'll just fall asleep. So I'm sitting there, have to drive all by myself, like just having to entertain myself. So I could see that being really annoying. Maybe the driver who said this is one of those kind of guys that like tries to get his sleep, get rested, but then help the other guy stay awake, interact with them. That is actually that's annoying. I didn't ever had to worry about that, like as a trucker, but in personal life that annoys the crap out of me.
Okay. Now this next one is, I'm going to read it. It's like got one guy says it and another guy writes about it. One guy says what he hates about his team partner is he picks his nose. And then another guy says, F that. And then another guy writes, I don't have a teammate anymore, but the last one I had picked her nose constantly. And I even asked her if it was an OCD thing. She did it so religiously every other minute. Gross and nasty AF. So nobody wants to talk about that one. Okay.
So like, I mean,
I'm still trying to picture how you can have an OCD of picking your nose. I mean,
a nervous tick maybe. I mean, I don't know. So,
some guy named Nathan writes, just long enough to let some new ones dry.
Man, that's it. I mean,
that's thinking into the subject a little too much.
I mean, too much information. It's always worse than trucker bombs. Go ahead, Tyler.
That's gross and all, but hey, they got hand sanitizer, and as long as they're not touching the wheel, I don't think that would bother me so much. As long as they're not like flicking boogers all over the place, but it is gross. But don't
or wiping them on the seat
or wiping them on the seat or
what was that movie where the nerd like was picking his nose and they were all hiding behind the bush? Was it like Caddyshack or something? They're going, all right, $5 says he eats it. And he did.
I don't remember that one.
Was that the movie Nerds?
I don't know. It was like one of those.
Maybe that's a funny movie. The movie Nerds. That's a hilarious movie.
I don't know what it was. Anyways, should we move on from the nose picking?
Yeah, let's move on.
Here's another guy. He writes, my partner rides the damn rumble strip. Yeah. Here's another one. Another guy, Jeff, writes in, belching loudly after every sip of soda.
That's just annoying.
I have to side with him on that one. That's actually kind of disrespectful of you know, just making all kind of nasty noises, Tyler.
Yeah, no, that would annoy me. I would throw the soda out the window. I'd just be like, oh, well, sorry. I don't know what happened.
Actually, water from
I wouldn't
now
do
on.
That. I would not litter.
Now here's one. Here's one that was, it's kind of not so funny. Richard writes, listens to my phone calls and invades my personal space. So I guess he feels, and this could be just Richard being paranoid for all we know, but he feels like his team partner is always listening in on his phone call.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard to blank out, you know, something
in a little truck.
Yeah. Like a 50 square foot, you know,
Maybe Richard should just buy earmuffs for the guy or some Bluetooth headset so he can listen to music or something.
Yeah, or he could maybe listen to it on a headset. I don't know. Or maybe you should not talk about things you don't want like someone else to hear. Like,
or have your phone calls at a truck stop where you're by yourself.
Yeah, I don't know, Richard. I don't know what to tell you there. Maybe, I don't know, set up like timeout times where you each have your personal time. I don't know, whatever.
You know, and I guess this was going back to the farting one. Lee writes, it's really special if you eat corned beef and cabbage, LOL.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I would imagine that just gets the gas going. Ugh. So, you know, these are just little idiosyncrasies that people do to each other. Let's see. What's the next guy? Let's see what he writes. One guy writes lives. Another guy writes exists.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them. Let's see. Well, from person, I hate running teams. First place, just having second. Yeah, no, this was a lot.
Here's an interesting one. Tries to talk to me from the sleeper. So the guy doesn't like when he's back there relaxing, trying to speak with him while he's driving. I mean, I could see how that's kind of annoying, because right now I have... At my work, I have these two monitors that are straight in front of me, right? And I can't see past them. So every time I go to talk to the other guy who's across the room, it annoys the living crap out of me when he starts talking to me and I can't see him. So I guess I could see that one, but that's just kind of a different one. Not even like really similar to any of the others. What else have we got in here?
So check this out. So here's another one that writes... where's it at here? I just had one. What Anthony writes, I had a team partner that screamed in the sleeper while pleasing himself. I'll say it that way. Yeah. Why? And then Amanda writes, well, at least you knew not to look when he was screaming.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Hey, man, I don't know why you would scream. I don't know. That's kind of weird. I maybe take that up with your like HR department. That's kind of...
Here's another guy. He says, I don't drive team anymore, but my last teammate tried to grab my genitals while I was driving. I stopped right away and dropped him off somewhere in Tennessee in a rest area. My company had to send someone to, you know, send him back on a plane. And, you know, there's been, I've seen incidences. That's, you know, a lot of these carriers, what's funny about some of these carriers, they'll match you up in orientation with a teammate. Some of them are really big. I think Covenant is one of those companies where when you go in there, they match you up with somebody to do some teaming. And it's like, you're being thrown in a small quarters with somebody you don't know. And next thing you know, they like the music loud, or they want the window down, or they fart a lot, or maybe they do some weird things like some of these guys, or maybe they pick their nose, or, you know, whatever the case is. This, it actually is funny to us, but it sure could be can you imagine being in that situation? It isn't so funny if you're the guy sniffing someone's fart or watching a booger fly by your eyes and stick into the window, whatever the heck's happening. What do you think, Ruthann?
Should not eat more than 239 beans.
Why is that, Ruthann? Go ahead. She knows a joke. She's about to tell us a joke. What happens if they eat more than 239 beans, Ruthann?
It becomes too farty.
It becomes too farty? Tyler's not even smiling at me.
I was reading here some of these, but I realized there's a lot of them here that people say just breathing in general. Which sounds rude, but I get that, because I can't stand when someone's sitting next to me and I can hear them breathing. Dude.
What are you doing? Seriously.
I'm breathing.
Yeah, isn't it annoying? Now, see, we just had a straight up relation to the truckers here through Facebook, right? That's super annoying.
Here, listen to this. Travis writes... Here's what happened with his team partner. He was a loud talking attention whore. Wanted every one of you to know how much of a super trucker he is. LOL. Right up till he hooked a trailer in the Dallas area and delivered it to the terminal in Birmingham, Alabama, only to find out he was supposed to ship it to Phoenix, Arizona. So while I did my home time, he delivered it by himself. And the company charged him the fuel cost for the return trip. So, and you know what? That's really just and you could see some of this stuff is funny. Some of the answers are funny, but you could see when two team partners really don't care for
the
each other.
The animosity that ends up becoming, and they end up really just hating each other, and the breathing thing becomes an issue. I mean, everybody has that person that breathes really heavy, and it always sounds like they got a stuffy nose and are gurgling, but you know, if that's something that ends up being annoying to you and you're constantly hearing it, you just want to end up killing someone.
Here's another one. It's not, I guess it's somebody who was, you know, some of these guys are just upset. One guy writes, Andrew writes, my very first trainer would doze off while driving. I told the company and they didn't believe me. Wish we had cell phones that recorded video back then. And yeah, it probably would have more worked at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a good thing if you're a student and your trainer is nodding off.
Let me show you how you sleep while driving.
Yeah.
Don't wake him up or nothing. Just sit there and record it. That's a good idea too. So you don't read this one, I'm just going to say, I got one here. It's got the most likes and I think it's a great one to end on, but I'm not going to read it until we're ready to
start. Don't read it. I'll let you read that to the end. Here's one. It's another Andrew. There's a lot of Andrews in here and they all have different last name. Another one writes, hides carry out boxes until they rot and stink.
I don't think he purposely hides them. He might just have an issue with food.
Yeah, exactly. He was probably just maybe saving a chicken nugget. Just figured I'd just keep it in the box it came in, stuff it in one of the closets or something.
It's my little midnight snack.
And he would sleep and forget
Scooby
about it.
Snack.
Yeah, Scooby snack. That's bad though, man.
Yes, so, there's issues.
There's the one here, because, and I'm going to mention this one because we've talked about these in the past. Pissing in containers, FML, so nasty. I could see that. You imagine sitting there and all of a sudden all you hear is, you know, someone taking a leak in a bottle. Like, that could be annoying. And then you got another guy who, dead giveaway, tells us that he's a bottle peer. All right. And he said, what do you want him to, you know, pull over every single time he has to take a leak? ? That would be one way to do it, I guess, you know. But
you know, honestly, can I be honest with you? Because I drove for so many years. I would never team. I really, you know, I drove here with Mr. Ruth Ann for a couple of years, but I would not. I could never team. The only person I ever slept with, or not slept with, but slept while, slept while he drove was my grandfather when I was a little kid. And, you know, honestly, I was up in a cab over and it scared the hell out of me, man. I'd wake up and, you know, up in those cab overs, you're bouncing around. We didn't wear seatbelts back then, you know, and you'd see stuff just flying by you. And I just never really wanted to team. But I will tell you, I don't think I would have a problem, Tyler, with the guy in the back pissing in a bottle. I really don't think, like, I would, as long as he, you know, I mean,
makes it in the bottle.
Well, and I would definitely tell him, hey, hold on, I'm going around some turns here, you know, holding in for a second. I don't want you missing. But other than that, I wouldn't really have that problem. The problem I would have is if he wasn't cleanly enough to get it out when we did stop.
Right. Yeah. And that's kind of, I wouldn't have too big of an issue with it either, as far as, like, if it's not. Unless they're like an excessive, like, they're, if they're over there like chugging water bottles and like just like, I don't know, and do it like taking a leak every like 15 minutes or something stupid, that would probably annoy me. And especially maybe if they didn't have a great diet or something, and it like just smell like straight asparagus in the truck or something. I don't know. Like, it could be gross. I could see. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know?
And look, here's another one, Tyler, that I wouldn't want to go with a guy. It says, Jeremy writes, I don't team now, but when I did, he smoked with all the windows rolled up. In all honesty, you know, when I was a smoker, which I was years ago, I wouldn't have cared. Okay. But, you know, when you don't smoke anymore, you could smell it on someone's clothes. And that would just probably give me a headache all the time.
Even when I did smoke, I couldn't have. The window has to be cracked. You got to get that smoke out. Even, I mean, that's just nasty. Just having it puff around you.
Yeah. I mean, that's not something I would go for. And in fact, it's probably more fair to team a smoker up with a smoker. I mean, it's just common sense. That stuff like that really is common sense. And then again, you may have a brother that comes teaming with a brother, one smokes, one don't, or a friend, they come together, whatever the case is. So they're kind of making their own bed there. Here's one here. It says, Christopher writes, tries to talk to me from the sleeper.
You said, you know, that one.
Did I say that one?
No, I tries said
to.
It.
No, I don't think I did.
I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. But just to reiterate on that, I would tell you right now, that would bother me only because he needs to be getting sleep. You know what I mean? I want him rested up. Let's see here. Here's one. My co-driver loves when I take hard corners a little too fast. Okay, so what he's fessing up to is what his co-driver hates about him.
That's an interesting one. Okay.
Well, Tyler, you know, we've got a bunch on here. Is there any other new one? Like you read the pissing in the container. Oh, how about Dennis? Did you see what Dennis wrote?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Mooning cars while driving.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, truly, I don't think I would like that.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't want to be associated with, you know, I don't know, maybe getting like a ticket because someone reported a mooning or something.
Well, here's the thing, Tyler, you know, some companies, when they see one guy doing that, they may just assume you were all involved, and that could go on your record too. I mean, anything that somebody does to bring like a reproach on
guilty
you.
Guilty by association.
Yeah, exactly. So I was honestly about to say,
you beat me to it.
But it's true though. It is very true.
Well, people not only that, but if you don't report it, then you know, you don't look any better. So if you go and you're reporting it, hey, listen, I, you know, my co-driver is doing this. I do not want to be associated with. I need you to get me out of the truck with him, whatever the case. At least you're distancing yourself.
And you know the mind of a safety director. They think totally different from us drivers. They really do. They think actually kind of weird. So my guess is you have a good chance of being fired if you didn't report it. I agree with that, Ruthann. Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, they're kind of in those positions because they're, I don't know. They got a safe mind or something. I don't know.
And listen to this. Let me just read this one thing. Oh, you were going to read it, ain't?
Yeah, it's kind of the one I wanted to end on.
Yeah, kind of because it kind of reminds me of how bad my wife is.
Yeah.
To me, you know, because this guy has such a nice wife.
Yeah.
But so we'll go back to that one. Just want to make sure. Hey, you know how Ron always says keep it between the zipper and the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You see, Jamie writes, she hates when the driver drives closer to the zipper line than the shoulder. So
that's funny because that's the opposite of what we were talking about earlier. So that's kind of an interesting.
Yeah, I'm the one that I don't like it going. I don't like anybody going close to the center line. Let's put it that way.
Hey, John writes, smacks his food when he eats, makes me want to knock the food out of his mouth.
Hey, I'm right there with you, John. That annoys the living crap out of me.
I think that annoys 90% of the population.
Because even Richard says, mine chews with his mouth open and sometimes food falls out. My 3-year-old autistic son does better. And you know what? I agree with Richard and with John. I'm actually with these guys. But to be honest with you, there's certain things I hate. Crunchy food and things like that, I literally hate. And then here's the last one I'll read. It says, Raphael writes, honks the horn at four-wheelers when I'm sleeping. WTF, which means what the blank. You know, there was one on here the other day, and I guess I don't have them all open, but there was one on here the other day. A guy wrote, and I just may have overlooked it. He wrote in and he said, my team partner has driven into bad areas of town and tried to pick up hookers and strippers a couple of times. Yeah. So, you know, if you got a team partner that's endangering you, even in that way, you know, it's going to kind of get annoying. And, you know, not to mention, maybe you got a wife at home for real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you know, here's a guy trying to get hookers in the truck, you know, lot lizards and all that other stuff. And you're trying to live a decent life. You know, that could, you know, be a bummer. Tyler, why don't you go ahead and read that last one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and there's a lot more here, but we're going to end with this one and then we'll get our final thoughts here. So this comes from Jeff, okay, and he says, I have been running team with my wife, Linda, for almost 10 years now. I asked her this question, and she said, actually, you don't do anything I hate. I feel the same about her. Work hard, play hard. Work hard, play hard. That is the key to a good relationship. So I think that's a really good one to end on. It just shows, you know, not all the truckers out there hates their teams. And just like I said, there's a lot more. You can read the replies. It's really good replies. So head over to facebook.com/talkcdl and find the post about it.
I hate Jeff and Linda.
Right?
That's what I'm Everything's too good there in their lives.
And they got a beautiful photo there of them at a bar or something.
And they're all smiles and smiling. All that stuff. Meanwhile, I got a wife that hates me being an aggressive, terrible, horrible bully driver. When I was just being assertive, defensive, and a driver that really took the time to really know my surroundings and not be picked on by four-wheelers. But anyways, I'm just going to leave it at that. Tyler, you know, Miss Ruthann, do you have some final thoughts for this show? I mean, come on. I'm sure you've got lots of thoughts.
You're delusional.
Let's hear them.
No, I just stay safe. don't, you know, listen to some of these things and take them for what they are as far as what annoys other people on the road, period.
Tyler, what do you got?
Yeah, man, I think that's it right there. I think she kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, it's these kind of things. You can listen to this and you can say, oh, I do that. Maybe I need to check myself before my teammate, you know, punches food out my mouth.
Hey, you know, Tyler, I mean, my final thoughts are, and I mean this sincerely, praise God for this show. But as far as team partners go, I agree. You know, you guys really should take this to heart. You know, some of these things people write these in, and some of them are funny. Some of them are serious. Some of them are dangerous. Some of them are annoying. But you know what? Remember the question posed was, and it was just for fun. You know, what does your team partner do that you hate? And, you know, in reading things like this, you might, you know, if you're a guy that chews loud, you might want to not chew loud. If you're a guy, chews with your mouth open. If you're a guy that farts or belches, picks your nose, or all that other stuff. You know what? In all sincerity, being a team partner, the word considerate.
Respect, Jim.
Yeah, respect and consideration for one is something you have to have. Like the Bible says, let each man esteem others better than themselves. I'll leave it at that.